Welcome back to the Saturday Splash here on 94.5 WGTK The Answer. My name is Maddie from the Greenville County Soil and Water Conservation District, and we have been talking about water today. We are joined by Ashley and Stacy from REWA, or Renewable Water Resources, the wastewater treatment plant here in the upstate. So, hey guys, welcome back.
Thank you.
Thanks.
So, let's to recap, we now know how water gets from our faucets through the facility, how it's cleaned, how it gets put back in the river, and what happens to the byproducts and what happens when it hits the river. And it is a very efficient system. They're doing a really great job. But, you know, on our end, on the consumer end, there's a lot that we can do, too, to help fresh water and help keep that water clean. They have a Be Freshwater Friendly campaign, which I'm going to let them talk a little bit more about.
Sure. It was about 2010, we started looking into really developing some sort of a public education outreach campaign where we could involve the community and encourage behavior change. We came up with Be Freshwater Friendly, and at the time, we started with four focuses, which have grown over the years. Now we have seven total, which is great, and I'll let Ashley talk about that in a little bit. We wanted to create a campaign that showed people that small changes can make a big impact on the environment on a day-to-day basis. People don't realize, you know, when you think, oh, well, it's just my little piece of trash I've thrown out the window, or it's just this one flushable wipe that I'm going to flush down the toilet, it won't matter. Well, it does.
Big change starts on a small scale.
Absolutely, because people, especially for those of us who have children, they're watching our every move. And if we do something, they're going to repeat it. Just the opposite way, too. If my child comes in and tells me something that he learned from school, I'll think twice about if I'm going to do the opposite. I'll think twice. I'm like, well, he did tell me that I wasn't supposed to pour grease down the drain. You know, we try to target many different audiences with our Be Freshwater Friendly campaign. And we also have a lot of different community partners for Be Freshwater Friendly, including the city of Greenville and many others. But we looked at what are our biggest concerns here in the upstate? What are some things that we, as a community, are going to have to deal with sooner than later, and came up with our focuses. And we're continuing to build upon that and reach out to the community, partner with Greenville County School District, partner with other organizations that have similar missions to get the information out into the public and get it out in a fun way. We've had a lot of really cool social media blitzes and campaigns over the years. We had one that we actually named the face of one of our campaigns Poop Etiquette. So we had an event at a dog park and had all the dogs come. We took pictures of them. We had an online voting session where people could vote for their favorite pet. It was really cool. And we really got a lot of people involved that maybe didn't realize the true impact of not picking up your pet's waste. I'm going to let Ashley speak a little bit on those focuses.
Sure. In the upstate, we are very fortunate to have a pristine water source, and we want to protect that by providing information to the community on ways that you guys can make small changes to your day-to-day actions and have a big impact on our watershed. You know, everything we do can impact our watershed for better or for worse. So I'm going to tell you a little bit about how you can help. So the first thing Stacy mentioned was poop etiquette. It's everybody's business. That's our tagline. Pet waste is not something people typically think of as waste or pollution, or it's considered waste, but not pollution. It can have a big impact on our water quality because it has fecal bacteria, parasites, it has very high in nitrogen, phosphorus. All of those things, if not disposed of properly, can contaminate our waterways.
Oh, yeah. So we've talked a lot about that in past episodes.
So we want you to pick up your pet waste, put it in the trash. That's one of our focuses.
Don't be lazy.
Oh, let me ask you guys, water treatment people, is it appropriate to put your dog poop or your cat poop in your toilet?
That's fine.
Yeah. Cool. All right.
Yeah, it comes in for treatment, so that's perfectly fine.
Cool.
If it's out in the environment, it just washes, the rainwater washes it into rivers and streams, which is not treated. So that's what we don't want to happen.
Cool. So, all right, flush it right down.
Flushing it is fine. Just don't flush kitty litter. That's one of the things that I'll get to. Potty protocol, that will be a nice transition into potty protocol, to flush or not to flush. This is our most recent focus that was added because we see so many things, as you mentioned, in the bar screen. When people flush things down the toilet, they use it as a trash can. And we don't want you to flush things such as floss, flushable wipes. There's a long list of things. You really shouldn't flush anything but toilet paper.
Yeah. Actually, that saves a lot of water, too. A third of our household water use is just toilet flushing.
Mm-hmm. Yes, absolutely.
So it's not a trash can. That's what the trash can's for.
Well, and everyone tends to say, okay, what's quicker, what's faster? And that's better, right? No, not all the time. We are seeing on a daily basis wipes being advertised as flushable. Well, you can flush a lot of stuff down the toilet, but should you?
That doesn't mean you should.
That's the question.
Mm-hmm, right.
And no, the flushable wipes do not break down in time before it gets to our treatment process, and it can mess it up.
It causes a lot of issues at our pump stations and our mechanic. We have a lot of mechanical failures in our system due to blockages caused by these items being flushed. So that's why we don't want you to use your toilet as a trash can. Put your items in the trash and only flush toilet paper.
Okay.
All right. The next thing is yard savvy. Green your grass, not your lakes. So we want you to understand, you know, what your lawn needs, how to properly fertilize. We want you to fertilize in the morning or water in the morning so that you can cause less runoff, and do a soil test and make sure that you know exactly what your soil and your lawn needs rather than just
People just spread the fertilizer on and they don't even know what it is they're trying to amend. I mean, the plants can
They're fertilizing the neighbor's yards.
Right. And the lakes and the rivers and the streams.
Yeah, we just want you to, when maintaining your lawn, you know, just start by testing the soil. You may find that you don't need certain nutrients, and you can modify your fertilizing technique to exactly what your lawn needs.
That sounds way more efficient.
Yes.
Cool.
Yeah, so the next item is Septic Smarts, maintain and sustain.
This is a big one. I think a lot of people with septic tanks, you know, if they don't know how to take care of them, they get old and they start cracking and leaking and
not good.
No. So if you happen to live in the Huff Creek watershed, the Soil and Water Conservation District, we are hosting a 319 grant to fix your septic systems, basically. So there's cost share available if you're near the Huff Creek. So just putting that out there. We'll link to that on SaturdaySplash.com. But anyway, tell us about the septics.
Yeah, so we just want you to regularly inspect and pump them out as they need that, because that's the key to minimizing the chance of failure. If a septic tank fails, that causes environmental contamination, and we just want to make sure that people understand that you are supposed to have them regularly inspected and cleaned out so that they can continue to function properly.
Yeah,
just like anything you have.
Yeah. That seems like a good thing to keep well maintained.
Yep. And so next we have label wise. It's all about the fine print. Many common products such as paints, pesticides, personal care products, they contain nitrogen and phosphorus, sometimes high levels of those things. We want you to help by reducing the amount of these products that you're using in your home, and also properly disposing of excess products.
The change really starts on a consumer level. First of all, be aware of what you're buying. Mm-hmm. You know, read those labels, and then Once you're done with it, there are good and bad ways to dispose of these things.
Don't pour it down the sink.
No.
In most cases.
Actually, Greenville County is getting ready in November to do a hazardous waste collection. Is that you guys?
Well, we're working. We're partnering on that.
Be Freshwater Friendly is a partner, and I plan to mention that event that's coming up, because you can take things like antifreeze, paints, pesticides, and you can dispose of those things for free at this event that's coming up. Yeah. So we'll mention that.
Like my whole laundry room is going to end up in your at this event. Actually, let's talk about that real quick. This is the Hazardous Household Waste Disposal event. Can you tell us when and where that's
going to be? It's going to be November 12th from 9 to 2. It's going to be held at VLS Recovery at 306 South Main Street in Malden.
Cool. So yeah, any kind of paints, oils, chemicals, fertilizers, et cetera, all those just hazardous things that you didn't know what to do with.
Right. You know, from the house, you've got batteries, cooking oil, electronic scraps, fire extinguishers, bulbs, drain cleaners, chemicals.
Okay, so that's really cool, because I never, I know I'm not supposed to put my batteries in the trash, but, like, where do I even take them so now I can save them up and bring them?
Yeah, they're even accepting tires.
That's a big one.
You know, you've got some things, yard waste, garage and yard waste, that they're also accepting at that event. So please join us, because we've partnered with Upstate Forever, Greenville County Solid Waste Division, Greenville Health System, Be Freshwater Friendly, and BLS Recovery.
Cool.
So those are things that we want you to bring to us on that day, and we'll dispose of them for you.
Before we end the segment, I'd like to throw one of our most... The campaign that's had the longevity.
Ah.
It was before I came on board, we had a fog campaign,
which
is your fats, oils, and grease, which is one of probably the most important outreach initiatives that we have. A lot of people do know, I'm surprised, but a lot of people do know that you're not supposed to pour any type of grease down your drain.
No.
They're like, well, my grandma put it in a can of, you know, an old can of coffee and put it in the freezer and reused it. Well, you can do that. You could also stop by Rewire, give us a call, and we'll set up a grease can. We have our Fats, Oils, and Grease, our Pipe Patrol campaign. And part of that campaign, we supply grease cans, and we have them for the community to stop by, pick one up, use it. We encourage that you go on our website, Be Freshwater Friendly, to really look at the items that shouldn't be poured down the drain. You think fats, oils, and grease. You think, okay, you fry bacon, that's grease. Well, there's other things too, like salad dressings. People think, oh, well, I'll just put my salad down the garbage disposal.
Ah.
Garbage disposals really aren't the best invention, because people think they can put anything down them, and it's just not the case. Salad dressings will stick to the edge of the pipe, just like your fats, oils, and grease.
Now, that's really interesting. So I'm a vegetarian,
yeah.
So I honestly had never considered the fats, mm-hmm. oils, greases, because I don't really cook, you know, with animal
sure.
fat. So what about like olive oil, vegetable oils, none of that.
Wow. No oil should go down the drain, because what happens is the consistency of it, even though if it doesn't dry or harden once mm-hmm. it's dried, just or cooled like fat, animal fats,
mm-hmm.
you still have the issue of it tangling up with a lot of the other foods in your pipe, or I don't want to get gross, but some of the other stuff that grows along the
uh-huh,
edge of the pipe.
Uh-huh.
And then when it gets to the sewer treatment facility, doesn't matter what kind of oil it is, that's what we see on the top there.
Wow. Oh, I wouldn't have even thought about that. Cool. All right. Well, this has been a very cool episode with Rewa here, talking about our wastewater, where it goes, how it works. To learn more, visit their website, rewaonline.com.
.org. Yes.
Check us out, SaturdaySplash.com, and tune in every Saturday morning here, 7 a.m. on 94.5 WGTK The Answer.